agenda. You have to be able to put this on our agenda 5 days before. But somebody will get you an answer.
You can answer any of them.
Next and final is Tori Morris.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Tori Maris. I'm a parent of a student here. I'm going to say everyone that has spoken to you today has spoken to you as if you have some form of authority to do things, which you don't. It's arbitrary power, what you're exercising. And I can say that I saw that when my daughter started school and I got my first email from you, my first one. Do you know what it was? We're having a meeting. Well, we're turning off comments because of COVID. So I responded and said, can you tell me how you can catch COVID through the internet? No one responded, and I never got an email through that email address again from any one of you. But that was okay, I was busy. I was in Washington, D.C. working, so I couldn't really dabble in it. I thought I'd just wait. Well, everyone's been giving you science, and I want to give science too, before I tell you other things, like science, like masks. That there's like tons of pictures of you guys at like parties just a couple days ago, no masks. Right? I came to the school and handed over to the principal of the high school a letter that I emailed all of you Saturday morning that I put you on notice that I'm suing you. Principal said I'm running a school of the board. We come to the board. Guess what, guys? I'll tell you what. Let's go back in history. Mask mandates already happened. 4 feet apart then. Now it's 6 feet, right? They enforced them so hard that they even shot someone to death in San Francisco for not wearing a mask. Do you remember that history? You should peruse the Library of Congress. You'd be surprised what you'll find. And what happened was one person took a picture of people like you that put out the mandates partying by a boxing match, no masks. Guess what happened then? Yeah. Exactly what I saw on Monday when I came to the school board. Lady greeted me at the door, no mask. Next lady, assistant to the superintendent, no mask. And the assistant superintendent, no mask. Now, rules for thee, but not for me, right? So, speaking of science, just want to say, you know, your teachers are probably super spreaders. I don't know if you guys read some rag called the Lancet Journal, you know, the Bible for doctors. Came out with a nice article, research from Oxford. Real Science, Lancet Journal. A study by the Oxford University Clinical Research Group published August 10th in the Lancet. Fully vaccinated people carry 251 times the viral load. The study focused on healthcare workers who were unable to leave the hospital for 2 weeks. The study showed that fully vaccinated workers, about 2 months after injection, carried and transmitted the virus to their vaccinated colleagues. They also passed the virus to unvaccinated people, including their patients. Science. This is science. I don't know where you're getting your science, because, you know, I have a transcript of the superintendent, who, by the way, doesn't live here, has 2 years to move back, right? Totally against the bylaws, but, you know, exceptions, right? So, we see here, we transcribed your video that you turned out comments on. Pre-K to five, CDC study says. Actually, I got that CDC study right here. You know what it says? Masks for children that are that young are detrimental and have zero efficacy. Oh, so I want to know what CDC study you pointed to, because I got it right here if you want it. Passing, ooh, young can't be unvaccinated. Get the opportunity. Really? Pfizer didn't approve any vaccine. That was actually approving the same vaccine under a different name to conduct a different study under the same UAE. But fake news, you know? Kind of like real news. Like, who's for Naro? You work for the Ohio Lottery. So funny. The lottery winner for a child getting a vaccine. So brave, right? Was one from this school. I don't know. Kind of sounds like a conflict of interest right there. We got tons. I've got tons of evidence right here. IRS forms, CRT stuff, BLM, do the parents know that Mayfield High School funded a CCW event? I mean, I don't know. Open Society is anyone? Because that's what's up. George Soros, everywhere. What you're seeing here is righteous indignation. Do you know what that means? And legally, does that mean I have the right to be angry? Because it's reactive anger to maltreatment. So, guys, MayfieldParentsUnion@gmail.com. I'm not going to ask you to do it. I'm going to remove each and every one of you by law, because I will find you guilty of misconduct, because I actually have a national specialist who was in Iraq and other places that talked about masks. Those are the real specialists, environmental toxicologists, and all of you are being removed.